Listening. Unit 1. Page 8. B.
You will hear two different extracts. For questions 1 to 4, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You will hear two people on a music program talking about a new CD.
So now on to Bobby Miller's latest CD, just out this week. What are your first impressions?
Well, if I'm completely honest, and if you consider all the hype surrounding it, I'd have to say I'm less than impressed.
Yeah, me too. I was expecting more.
The thing is, his first CD was just brilliant. It was so innovative and refreshing and, well, it was full of potential, wasn't it? Then his second CD came out and I've got to admit I liked it, though it did feel a tad samey.
Yeah, now, of course, it's just more of the same again. It's okay, but the freshness is gone. He really needs to find a new angle. His songs are becoming indistinguishable.
I couldn't agree more. There's also the issue with some of the other band members. I don't think they're really that committed anymore. They just seem to be going through their paces.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like they're thinking of something else while they're playing. They look so bored on stage these days. Having said all that, are you going to buy the CD?
Oh, yeah, well, I've already bought it, so yeah.
Extract 2. You will hear part of a radio interview with a man who has just swum across the English Channel.
Congratulations, Richard. How did you feel when you finally stood on the beach in France after 11 hours and 10 minutes in the water?
Well, mostly I would say what I felt was relief. I couldn't believe I'd made it. I also felt absolute joy at finally fulfilling my dream. I've wanted to swim the channel since I was a kid. And of course, I'm really grateful to everyone who sponsored me. We've managed to raise over £10,000 already for a worthy charity.
You said before you set off that your main worry was the cold.
Definitely. The channel is bitterly cold as 15 degrees C, which is really, really cold when you compare it to your local pool, which is more like 30 degrees C.
Wow, I hadn't realised that. That is very cold.
It sure is. You know, I wasn't really worried about the distance as I'd been training for at least 3 hours every day for the last year. No, it was the cold I was concerned about. But in the end, that wasn't the biggest challenge. It was the quantity of ships crossing the channel that was our biggest headache. They are a real hazard.
Yes, I can imagine there are lots of ferries.
Up to 100 a day just between Dover and Calais. And don't forget commercial ships, hundreds of them, so it's incredibly busy. If you're in their way, that's it really. But my team were fantastic. They kept me fed and watered and made sure I was well out of the way of any vessels. It's funny though, because no one had foreseen the jellyfish. They look creepy, but when you're in a wetsuit as I was, they can't do you much harm.